Hey, everybody. I'm Lizzie O'Leary, in for Tanzina Vega, and you're listening to The Takeaway. Last week, more than 100 tornadoes ripped through the U.S. South, killing at least 36 people and leaving many homeless or without power. And in the coming days, more storms are expected to sweep the area. These storms are striking right in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic, which could lead to a slowed recovery response and also complicate social distancing guidelines. So today we go to Seneca, South Carolina, a small town that was hit hard by the storms. There have been 9 deaths in the state overall and $10 million in estimated damages. Here to break down what's happening in Seneca and beyond is Zoe Nicholson, a reporter at the Greenville News and Independent Mail. Zoe, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
First off, how you doing? And are you and your home safe?
I'm doing okay. You know, I spent a few hours sleeping in the bathroom that night, but really where I am in Clemson, didn't see much damage compared to Seneca, about 15 minutes away from my apartment.
What does it look like in Seneca? You know, are homes and businesses hit? And I guess give me a sense of what you're seeing.
The tornado really seemed to start west of Seneca and just make a 16-mile track through the center of the city, through its downtown neighborhoods, which are a mix of middle-class subdivisions. You have churches, you have historic businesses, and low-income neighborhoods, and old mill neighborhoods as well. There are some blocks which are completely destroyed. You have a cafe that lost its storage shed, and the back of the restaurant was just pelted by winds, and all the houses on that block have severe damage. And then you have 2 blocks away where, other than maybe a tree or two, are fine. But, you know, from the aerial views, you can just see lots of very tall pine trees, 100-year pecan trees were just snapped like twigs. Some houses kind of just look like they were put in a blender and they tore up for a few seconds.
And what about sort of volunteer relief efforts? How are they working?
When I was out there last week, some people were having to turn away volunteer help. There are teenage girls walking around with coolers full of Chick-fil-A. A pastor was leading a chainsaw group where they would go and offer to kind of help you clear any debris that might still be in your yard. Friends and strangers just walking up, hey, do you need any help? They really rallied and kind of came together, and people had family drive from Alabama or Virginia or from other parts of the state to pitch in and help.
How do they do that in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic? Do people seem scared or worried about violating social distancing? And I guess, how much might that hinder the response and recovery?
So that's a big question on some people's minds. In those first few days, I don't think it was that big of a question on a lot of people's minds. You know, I had this one woman tell me, you know, if I don't know where I'm going to get my next meal because I'm trapped here at my home and my power's out and all my food is spoiled and someone comes up and brings me dinner for my family, I'm going to give them a hug. I don't care about the virus at this point. So for some people, the virus is just still kind of this invisible looming threat, and it really hasn't touched Oconee County, where Seneca is, as badly as it's touched other parts of the state, region, or country. And this tornado is very tangible. It's very real. The devastation is right in front of them. For others, like this woman I spoke with who, you know, she is immunocompromised and bound to a wheelchair, it's on her mind constantly, kind of who she feels like she can accept help with, who she feels like she can let into her home. And the organized efforts, the Red Cross is operating virtually. They did not do shelters for people. They're setting them up in area hotels. Hmm. And when those people check into those hotels, they're being screened for COVID-19 symptoms.
Zoe Nicholson is a reporter at the Greenville News and Independent Mail. Thank you so much, Zoe.
Thanks so much.